Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Barb, and I'm just trying to figure out who I'm calling. I'm seeing charges for you, but I'm not sure what True Vivid is.
This is customer support, and we do service different products. But what I can do for you tonight, ma'am, is I can get your zip code to see if I have an account for you.
Okay, 55317.
What is your first and last name?
Barbara Voss, V as in Valentine, O-S-S.
Do you know anyone by Dale Voss? Voss?
Doyle?
D-A-Y-L-E?
D-O-Y-L-E is my husband.
Okay. I did pull an account up in that name. I'm sorry, I can't say the name right.
That's okay.
And for security purposes, may you verify this address for me?
Yep, 8646 Chanhassen Hills Drive North, Chanhassen, Minnesota, 55317.
Yes, ma'am. And your relation to him is?
I'm his wife.
Okay. And you're going to speak on his behalf?
Yeah, he's actually right here. I got you on speaker.
Okay, so on December. Hey.
Yeah, he's here too.
So on December the 31st, 2021, where he got the XD card, and he paid the shipping and handling charge of $9.97. And on the 31st of December, he got the dash cam and paid the shipping and handling charge of
$7.45.
Okay, so those.
Yes.
A dash cam and an SD card. So those two items that you received that was shipped to you, that was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. Every month you are enrolled, you do receive a $125 gift card to use at our Best Consumer Gadget Store. It's an online web store. So that amount that you're calling about is the amount that was a monthly reoccurring charge. Those items came with a membership.
Okay, he was not aware of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Were you aware of that?
No.
No, he was not aware of that. So we would like to cancel this. I mean, it looks like we've paid for 3 months probably. He thought he was just ordering a dash cam. Do you remember ordering the dash cam? Yeah.
I thought it was a gift.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was a gift from Ace Hardware, actually.
He thought it was a gift from Ace Hardware.
I knew I had to pay
for points, and he paid for it, he said.
Yeah, he did pay the shipping and handling charge for that gift, but the dash cam and the SD card came with a membership.
Yeah, he had no idea that he was not made aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I did get this account canceled out for you.
Okay.
You need a cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Yep.
259.
Yep.
192.
Yep.
778.
And what's the name of the company?
Factory Direct.
Factory Direct. And that's totally, why would we have not gotten any emails from them or anything telling us about our membership?
Okay, you should have received something from Factory Direct back in January. If it didn't come to your regular primary email, you probably will have to check your spam because it was a gift card of $125. And we sent it to the email doyle.voss62@gmail.com.
And he sent that on what date?
He should have for January and February. Also March. It should be 3M on his email.
Okay.
And all three of those gift cards went to that email.
And what are the gift cards for?
Okay, so the gift cards is $125 a piece, and you can use that at our online gadget store.
Have you been getting emails from Factory Direct January, February, and March with $120? Yeah, she's saying that they emailed you $125 gift cards every month.
What was the date?
January, February, and March. Do you know the exact date that he can just search Factory Direct?
Yeah. Type in Factory Direct.
Yeah. Thanks for your patience when we figure this out.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
She said check your spam if it's not in your inbox.
Can he go to his search bar and type in Factory Direct?
Yeah.
See if an email pop up.
Do you see anything, Doyle?
Not yet.
No, not. Not yet. Nothing in his inbox. You checking your spam and trash or spam and junk? Yeah, now he's checking his spam. He's searching spam too. Thanks for hanging on with us.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome.
I'll leave you to get this out. It's from Factory Direct.
Ask him, did he receive an email stating that this account is canceled?
He should have just received an email saying that the account is canceled in his inbox?
Yes, ma'am.
You're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be the same email, Doyle. That hasn't come in yet.
He hasn't received the email stating that it's canceled.
You haven't received the cancellation email yet?
No.
No.
What's the email they're sending?
Yeah, can you tell me the email one more time that you're sending it to?
D as in dog, O as in open, Y as in yo-yo, L as in Larry, E as in eat, lastname62@gmail.com.
And what's the last name that you have?
V as in Victor, O as in open, S as in Sam, S as in Sam.
62@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. Is the dot after the first, in between the first and the last name, right?
Yes. Doyle.va62@gmail.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you don't have anything, Doyle? Can you send the confirmation or the confirmation of the cancellation, that email, to my Gmail? Like, can you cut? He hasn't gotten anything yet.
Okay, give me.
And he's never received nothing in his spam, and there's nothing in his inbox.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do as far as those three gift cards, I'm gonna send him out three more.
Would it be possible just to reverse the charges from January, February, and March?
Well, as far as those charges, ma'am, those are valid charges, because when he was placing that order, it did let him know that he was going to be billed the 48 hours after, you know, when you accept the terms and conditions. But
okay.
I can resend those 3 months of those gift cards of $125.
Okay, should I have you send them to mine, since he's still not getting your cancellation one?
Okay, let me see about that cancellation. Because as soon as I cancel this, you should have been received the email.
If you want to forward the cancellation to me, we can see if I get that before you send any gift cards. And what are the gift cards for?
They're online to use at our online gadget store. It's an online web store.
Okay.
Tell them to type in Best Consumer Gadget Club.
Doyle, type in Best Consumer. Yeah, he's looking all over. He's gone back to his inbox. She said Best Consumer Gadget Store, but maybe just try Best Consumer. Anything there? Nothing. Nothing under that.
Nothing under best consumer gadget?
No.
Well, I did resend the emails back. I did resend. Well, the account is canceled. You're automatically out of the system. But I did resend $125 for the gift cards. Ask him, is he able to go online right now to the online web store?
Okay. And what's the online web store?
Factory Direct.
Can you go to Factory Direct to the online gift store and see if there's Yeah, Factory Direct. Then can you forward me the comp? Factory Direct Craft or
Savings Club.
Savings Club. FactoryDirectSaving.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And then where does he go when he's in there?
Okay. So it should say, is he on the front screen where it says home?
Are you on the front screen where it says home?
Yeah.
Yep.
Tell him to go to the three little dots to the left.
Three little dots to the left.
Three little lines. And tell him to type in account. I mean, you should say account. Once you hit the three, it's right there going to be at the top left corner.
He doesn't see three little dots in the top. What do you see in the top
left
corner?
See the three lines?
It just says home.
And then shop by category.
Okay, under the shop by category, it should say account.
You say account? Under shop by category? No.
Okay, well, I'm looking at it, and is he... Okay, so on the front of the screen, does it say Factory Direct Saving?
Factory Direct Saving at the top.
Yeah, it's got like a blue background with a bunch of gadgets kind of all laid out.
Okay, so when you hit the three little lines, they're going to be on the side of the word factory. And it's going to be an X at the top. Home, shop by category, or account. And he don't see account at all.
We don't have the hamburger either, the three lines or the three dots. You don't see anything where you can find your account?
Nope.
Nothing there. No.
Let me just click on home again.
He's going to click on home again. Here, I'm going to come closer. Just home, shop by category. What about your person over there? There's a person to log in, but there's nothing for my account.
It should show account where you can create an account. You'll have to go on there to create an account, but that is the website you'll go to use those gift cards.
There's nowhere to create an account.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess if he goes under the person, it tells him to log in.
Okay, do you see the tab
say
create
an account? So do you want him to create one there?
Yes, ma'am, but with that, I was just trying to make sure he goes to the right website because I did resend those $125. It's going to be three of them. $125 gift cards he can use on this website. And if he can see
there,
all of the products that we service on that website, all different products, he can buy whatever he wants with that gift card.
Is that...
But is that charged against us?
Sorry,
yeah,
what was
that? We paid for it every month.
Okay, as any charges, you guys won't be billed anymore because I did cancel that account out, but He stated that he didn't get that email with the gift card, so I resent three out. You might not get them today on your email because it had to go to a different department. And then I did let them know that you didn't receive them on your email, so they're going to send you out three more. So when you do receive the email, this is the website you're going to purchase the product on. You just will have to set up an account.
Yeah, so you have to set up an account there, and then you're going to be able to use these gift cards that supposedly that they send.
Yes, when it's time to pay, you're just going to say that you have the gift card.
Okay. Can you send – I'm a little concerned that we're not getting anything from you at all, so I don't know why we would get those gift cards tomorrow if we're not getting any emails today. Would it be possible for you to send me that confirmation to my email that of the cancellation, so at least we know we're not going to get charged again?
What is your email?
It's Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, @voss22@gmail.com. Let's see if I get it.
And that's Boss, B-O-S-S. Oh, you said your last name, not Boss. Boss.
Yeah, B as in Valentine. Oh, that's my last name.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what I did, I updated that email. But being when I canceled the account, it was already, the email was already generated to send it to his email.
Okay.
So I don't know if the gift cards might come to yours or they might come to his. But I did update that email for you. But we did have his email first. So he stated, I'm sorry, we did have his email. So as far as the gift cards, I don't know if they're going to come to your email or his, because I just had, I had to update that in our account. But to make sure that this account is canceled, that number that I gave you is basically a receipt stating that this account is canceled. And if you was to incur any charges, which I know for sure you want, because I did cancel this out, all you have to do is call us back with that cancellation number. And it is the notes on the account that I did cancel this account for you, where you want to incur any more charges.
Okay, and you did send me a email of that cancellation, that you, a copy of that cancellation as well?
Well, I don't know if that you're going to get that email, because when I canceled the account, when we first got on the call, I canceled the account and I had his email.
Oh, right.
I don't know
but
why
you,
he's not receiving it.
Yeah, I don't know either. Can you find it in your sent and forward it to me?
No, ma'am. Once I cancel the account, it takes you out of our system. Only thing I can do is for is if you wanted me to update that email address. Because, like, once I actually close this account out where you won't be billed anything, I'm not able to, like, resend anything to your email, but I can update your email for you.
Okay. And you said that the... Okay. That the other emails are being... are going, you're not sure, to his or to mine.
As far as the gift cards, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and if he's never gotten an email from you yet, I don't think he's going to ever get one. And he didn't get the cancellation, so I...
Okay, so...
It seems very unlikely that we're going to get an email with gift cards either.
So with today being the 12th, I'm sorry, the 13th, if he doesn't receive that email by the end of this week, which be Friday, or you don't receive the email with that gift card, you can give us a call back and let us know that you never received the gift cards for their website. All you have to do is just say the Factory Direct website.
Okay.
But I did put your email in the system.
Okay, you put my email. Okay. Do you have any other questions, Doyle? Okay.
Is that tied to our debit card?
Yeah, it's tied to our debit card, too, which... Yeah.
Well, you're automatically out of the system, so we don't have your information anymore.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.